said and bring it to me. I'm a going to the enemy's camp. I ain't tiptoeing. I'm stomping and I'm standing. Going in the enemy's camp. Taking my joy. Taking my peace. Taking my financial stability back. Taking it all back. The ministry he gave me. Taking it all back. The love he gave me. Taking it all back. Can you take it back? Don't let him have it. I'm getting everything that I lost last year and the year before. Better yet, I'm getting more when I'm restored. See, I'm speaking prophetically. When God restores, it ain't like how we do. We just give you back what we owe you. But when God restores, he gives you back more. He gives you back what's better. He gives you something you didn't have. I wish I had somebody. Say, Lord, restore me. Restore my faith. Restore my love. Restore my ministry. Restore that anointing. Restore my finances. Restore my ministerability. Restore me, God.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holding Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.
And there are some things that I want to share with you about this, because one of the ways I believe the enemy robs us of our joy and robs us of our peace and robs us of our prosperity and robs us of our success, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is because he robs us of our fellowship with our Lord. Now listen to this. There are three things I want you to jot down about fellowship that you need to know, and we're going to just touch as we move through the text. First thing is fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ is your responsibility. It's your responsibility. The text is making clear you've been called to this fellowship. But secondly, fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ is our reasonable service. Our reasonable service. That ought not be a hard thing. It should not be something that's difficult for us to do. And then thirdly, fellowship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is our reward. Reward. And when you begin to look at that, again, the first one we talked about, responsibility, comes out of 1 Corinthians 1:9. But then when it talks about not only being our responsibility, but being our reasonable service, comes out of Romans 12:1. And then when we talk about our reward, here it talks about Psalm 16:11, talking about in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And so it again tells us all of the different things that are connected with that as a reward for us being in fellowship with him. And so it's important for us to realize the enemy does not want us to be in fellowship with the Lord on a daily basis, because again, his benefits are new every day. Well, if we're not with him, connected to him, then we may get some of them, but we certainly don't get all that we're supposed to get. And so it's important to realize how the Lord wants us to do this thing called fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me just ask you a question. How many hours are there in a day? 24 hours in a day. How many of us can honestly say we tithe our fellowship with the Lord in a day's time? 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. How many of us can say we give a tithe of the day to the Lord? I don't want you to raise your hand. Didn't look like you were going to do it. But just a tithe of fellowship with the Lord, whether that's reading your Bible, whether that's praying, whether that's talking about the things of God, whether that's in fellowship with believers who are in a spirit of worship and thanksgiving to the Lord, spend a minimum of 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, a tithe of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, many of us don't understand that our values determine our priorities. Now, let's look at values. What are values? Values are beliefs of a person or social group that's tied with emotional investment. Listen, it is beliefs of a person or social group that's tied with emotional investments. In other words, when you have values, you recognize that it is a part of your belief system. You believe in that thing so much so that it does something to you because it is connected with your emotional investments. In other words, you feel this thing. It means something to you. It's connected to your heartstring. And so when something is that valuable to you, you feel it. There is a connection underneath the skin that ties it with your passion. It's not just something you do. You do it because you love it. You do it because you desire to do it. And so your values, again, determine your priorities. What are priorities? Priorities are statuses established in order of importance or urgency. So when you talk about priorities, you're talking about something that's already established, a status that's already established in the importance of whether it is high on your scale of importance or urgent in terms of what's important for you to do. So again, if values determine your priorities, then all you need to do is look at your life and consider what you call important. And what you call important is valuable to you. So if it's valuable to you, then it is also a priority to you. Look at your life. Look at your day. Look at your checkbook, and it will determine. Encourage them in the Lord. How long did you do that? Did it equal up at least to 2 hours and 40? Was a successful businessman, and he noticed he had not been coming to church regularly, and he called him up and he said, I want to talk to you. And he said, okay. So he made some time to talk to him, and he said, listen, I'm concerned about, you know, your lack of fellowship in service, and I know lack of fellowship in service can also be tied to a lack of fellowship in private. And he said, I just want to know, how are you in the category of spending time with the Lord? He said, man, listen, things are going so great and business is pulling me at every end, and I mean on every end just pulled to, I really don't have the time. He said, now even on the weekends my days are filled and I don't even have time for myself and my family, like talking about. And the man said, listen, he said, I know you're a businessman and a lot of what you're saying is connected with business. He said, but if I were to give you $100 to spend 10 minutes with the Lord every morning, would you do it? He said, I couldn't do it. He said, if I gave you $200, would you find 10 minutes, just 10 minutes? He said, no, really, man. He said, $300. $300, 10 minutes a day with the Lord. He said, I think I can do that. I can find 10 minutes, $300 a day. And so the man said, what you just did was put a value on your time. And you have said that time is more valuable in terms of profit than it is in terms of fellowship with God. So what you've just said is your values determine your priority. And so if you had $300 a day, if you could assure yourself that you'd get $300 to spend 10 minutes with God, you would do it, because your value system says that your time making money is more important than your time spending with God. Now look at that and think about that, because so many of us are like that and we don't understand this. He met another friend, and he was having issues, and part of these were health issues. One of the reasons why, you know, he said, you know, he couldn't come to church was because, you know, he had to spend time dealing with his health-related issues, et cetera, et cetera. And so he asked him, he said, wait a minute, you need God, and yet you stay away from God. You know, I know you go to the doctor, I know you take medicine, I know you do all of this, but you can find time to go to the store. You can find time to go take care of business. You can find time to do this, that, and the other. But you can't find time to have Bible study or worship with God a couple hours out of a week. He said, I just don't have it. He said, let me ask you a question. He said, if you were put on dialysis, he said, and you had to be on the dialysis machine at 3 a.m., three times a week to live. He said, would you do it? He said, of course, man, that means my life. Values determine our priorities. And so when you really determine how important God is to you, then you will set a priority as to where God fits into your life. Don't care how busy you are. Don't care how sick you are. Don't care what's going on in your life. Don't care what is connected to your life. When God is more valuable than any and everything else in your life, He has a prioritized position where nothing comes before Him. Now, God wanted me to share this word with you today because so many of us are robbing ourselves and robbing God of the intent of His purpose for not only calling you into creation, but calling you into fellowship with His Son. Listen, I don't care what ministry you serve in. I don't care what church you attend. I don't care, you know, what your religious beliefs are. If you do not spend time with the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal and intimate way, you're saying to God, my whole purpose, my whole value in this life has been made clear that you are not a priority. Now, listen at this. Whatever you're doing, may I ask you a question? Is it really more important than God? Whatever you have, whatever you've accomplished, wherever you have arisen to and have arrived at, is it more important than God? Then why is it we can't find 2 hours and 40 minutes in a day to spend in prayer, in study of the Word, in fellowship, meditation upon the Word and the things of God, in doing those things that unite you in intimacy with God, and more especially with His Son who came to save your life, who came to be with you and to give to you that right standing with the Father, who would not be here if He had not stepped in your place and done for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And yet we find ourselves too busy for the Lord. Look again at this word, 1 Corinthians verse 9. God is faithful. That, regardless of what follows in this verse, when we say God is faithful, all we have to do is look over our lives and see when we were not faithful that God was still faithful. When we were not faithful to what we promised Him, when we were not faithful to the study of His Word, when we were not faithful to spending time in prayer, when we were not faithful to tithing and giving to His work, when we were not faithful in every area as related to God, the Bible says God was still faithful. Matter of fact, it didn't say God was, it says that is His position, and that will always be His position. It's a position of faithfulness. So God is faithful. So if God is faithful, listen, then that ought not be a problem with us being faithful in our fellowship with His Son. He called us for that. You were created for fellowship. Matter of fact, you can never blossom and bloom, develop and be all that God's called you to be outside of that fellowship. Outside of that fellowship. Man, He'll put a glow on you and He'll put a glory in you that will transcend all your troubles, your issues. He will put a peace that passeth all understanding. Listen, when you keep your mind stayed on Him, hey, you won't have to worry about depression if you fellowship with the Lord. Depression and oppression and all of these things cannot suppress you when you are in the presence of the Lord. Listen, when you begin to look at this and understand this the way that God wants, one of the reasons why we deal with a lot of the stuff we deal with is because we've left God out of our plans. We left God out of our operation. We left God out of our priorities. And so we usually call God when we have an emergency. We usually call God when we have an urgency. We usually call God when something that's valuable to us has gone wrong or has gone amiss or something isn't right in our life. But listen, if we were in fellowship with Him, if we were seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, He would have added everything we had need while we were in fellowship, so much so that we wouldn't have even had to ask for it. And that's one of the things that we've got to realize. Above our successes and above our accomplishments, above our services, above our jobs and above those things that we have esteemed as valuable in our lives, Jesus should be first. Look at your finances. We'll pay our house notes before we pay our tithes. We'll pay everything almost before we pay our tithes. Now, God says, that's mine. It belongs to me. Well, now, if we were, again, honoring God, loving God, and valuing God as first in our lives, would it really be a problem paying the tithe? No. No. Because here's what you know. You can get another house. But can you really get another God? Yeah, you can get a God, call himself a God, but can you get one like our God? Ain't but one. That really is none other. He is it. And so what you got to understand is if you really love him, then you love his word. And if you love his word, you believe in it, then you operate in it because it's a part of your belief system. Why are we living beneath our privileges? If you believe it, it's a value system. It's a part of what you have established as worthy and worthwhile. Everything you believe in, you adhere to it in a way that you receive good from it. But listen to this. You also give glory to it. If it's a loved one, when you speak about it, you give glory to it. But you also get good from it. So again, when you put everything that's valuable in its proper place, you give glory to it, but you also get good from it. What more, who more, can you glorify more and get goods from more than God, who is faithful? What do you have need of, and you've spent time with God and you've given it to God that God hadn't fixed or is fixing, and who will take care of it for you? Who more than God, when you throw your complaints and your cries and your issues on, will take them and not tell them to nobody else, but he will work it out for you. He will do what you can't even do for yourself. Who other than God will pick you up and turn you around when you've missed the mark and fallen short and you've deliberately gone opposite of what he says, but he loves you with an everlasting love that he doesn't give up on you, turn his back on you, turn away from you, but still loves you and provides for you? Who better than God? And yet we don't spend no time with him. But we'll pre-record our shows. We got to be at work. Oh, man, we praise God and thank God for DVR or TiVo and recording apparatuses and all the rest of that. So we found time that when we've got to be at work to record what's important to us. How many of us got religious shows pre-recorded because we couldn't see them while we were at work? No, but we got CSI Miami and we got Bones and we got Days of Our Lives or whatever else, whatever the TV shows, The Bold and the Beautiful. Some of you just clicked on it, man. You taped it because you had to be at Bible study today. I mean, you know, I'm glad it don't come on more than it comes on, because if it came on Sunday morning and something happened to your recorder, you might miss church, especially if it's one of your favorite, something big was happening. Oh, no, I got to see this. I get the message on tape today. But how many of us, in the midst of our busyness, see, because there is no excuse for not spending time with God, for not making time with God. Because here's the truth of the matter. When you don't make time for him voluntarily, you will make time for him involuntarily. The word of God says in Psalm 23, he maketh me to lie down. See, when you ain't got sense enough to take a break, and when you ain't got sense enough to make time for him, he'll let your ripping and running run you down. And he'll just put you in the place where he can spend time with you. And all of those things that you valued that were so important that you thought just couldn't get along without you, roll right on without you. Isn't it amazing? I got to do this for so-and-so. I got to be here for so-and-so. I can't miss this. Our allegiance, our dedication is more to those things and those people than those jobs and those responsibilities than it is to God. But yet, when we need God, he is faithful. Can we truly say that about everything and everybody else across the board? So when the word says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship, that Greek word comes from a word called koinonia, and it means an intimate contact. It means specific preferenced time. It means you make time. It's not an, I didn't just bump into it. You know how you run into folks, you say, I was just thinking about you the other day. Or I was just thinking about. Now, how do folk really know you are thinking about? When you initiate the contact. See, I know you were thinking about him when you text me, you call me, you write me a letter, you come, you make yourself. I know you were thinking about, but if I just ran into you and you told me you were thinking about you, about me, do I really have any confirmation of that? That sounds like a good thing to say. Yeah, I was just thinking, man, you gonna live a long time. But this word koinonia means it's not an afterthought. It is purposed. It is specific. It's just like you take time, make time, have a schedule for most of the things that are valuable in your life. You need to make God that prioritized in your life. As a matter of fact, God don't want to be in a place where he's just thrown in where he fits in. See, because everything else that's valuable in your life has a pre-prescribed time slot.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-